This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and it's great to be with you here for Morning Devotions. I wonder if you've ever heard of John Cage, the American composer and pioneer of electronic music. Some people say that John Cage was one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, but there's something very unusual about John Cage that he'll be remembered for. He's probably best known for his 1952 composition 4:33. And the three movements of this song are performed without a single note being played. So 4:33 means 4 minutes 33 seconds. It's meant to be perceived as the sounds of the environment and the listeners hear while it's performed, rather than just 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. So this piece became one of the most controversial compositions of the 20th century. So, for example, with this piece of music, the pianist could come on stage, sit down at the piano, pull out a stopwatch and sit there for 4 minutes and 33 seconds, then he'd walk off stage. I don't believe there was any applause. I'm sure there was no encore. And John Cage, when he composed this, had plenty of critics who said, "We hope he writes more and longer pieces like this." I guess it's really like hanging a blank canvas in a museum and then tell the visitors that the real art is there if they can see it in their mind's eye, or giving your guest a dinner, an empty plate, and then imagining that they have a nice meal, something like that. So I guess it doesn't make a lot of sense. And maybe what John Cage was saying in this controversial piece of music, which is not really music, is you can't really hear music until you're comfortable with the silence. Now we're starting to make a bit of sense. How much more important then might it be to be silent when we listen to God? Now, we do live in an amazingly noisy world. I think at any moment today, for example, you'll hear at least a dozen noises. The radio, the phone, two or three people talking, the truck going by in your street, the timer going off in your stove. It'd be really strange, wouldn't it, to live in a completely silent world. And of course, God doesn't work like that. He expects us to do some of the work, to turn off the vacuum, the computer, the TV, to sit still and listen. And maybe we need to do what George Cage did. Get our stopwatches out and sit there for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. There's a lot of silence. It is, isn't it? It's not easy to sit silent for that long. But you know, in life, there are moments when we really need silence. And I'm thinking, for example, at a funeral service. You attend the funeral service of someone that you knew or loved, and words, they're just inadequate, aren't they? We don't know what to say. We might sit in a funeral chapel or a church not knowing what to say. So there is that sound of silence. It's a moment that transcends words. You might have heard the Old Testament story about Elijah, this prophet who got himself into serious trouble. He'd defied people, some very important people, the king and the queen, King Ahab, Queen Jezebel. They had introduced the cult of Baal. And so he stood up to this. Elijah stood up, and it was treason. Elijah ran for his life. He took refuge in a cave, and God said to him, "I want you to get out of there. Go back and finish the job." And Elijah was terrified, but God wanted him to keep going. So he got his attention, and while hiding in the cave, there was a hurricane, an earthquake, and then a wildfire. But it was in the quiet moment, actually, that God spoke to him, in the silence. In the silence, God said something to him. He was quite surprised. And it's true, isn't it, that in the silence, it can get our attention. We're not really expecting it. Silence changes our senses of perception. You might hear your wife or husband say, "Listen, you haven't been listening to a word I said." Or your children say, we never seem to see you or need you. We need your help, Dad." But most importantly, I think we need to hear God saying to us today, "Are you listening? I've been trying to talk to you. I got something important to say. I love you." God says to us, "I do love you. You are of infinite value. If only you valued yourself," God could say, "a fraction of how much I value you." Well, Heavenly Father, today we know that it can't be sunshine all the time, that there are darkness, dark days, but we thank you that we will remember the sun will shine and your love goes on forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.